He was everything Rockabilly's about. He is Rockabilly. Mean, surly, nasty, rude. In that movie, he couldn't give a fuck about nothing. Just rocking and rolling, living fast, dying young, leaving a good-looking corpse, you know? I watched that Hillbilly, and I want to be him so bad. Man, I just look good. Yeah, I ain't no fag, but Elvis, he was prettier than most women, you know? Most women. I always said, if I had to fuck a guy, had to, if my life depended on it, I'd fuck Elvis.
I'd fuck Elvis.
Really?
Well, honey was alive, not now.
No, I don't blame you. So we both fuck Elvis. It's nice to meet people with common interest, eh? Well, enough about the king. How about you?
How about me what?
How about you go to the movies with me tonight?
What are we going to see?
The Sonny Chiba triple feature. The Street Fighter, Return of the Street Fighter. And Sister Street Fighter.
Who's Sonny Chiba?
Who is Sonny Chiba? He's bar none the finest actor working in martial arts movies today.
You want to take me to a kung fu movie?
Three kung fu movies.
I don't think so. Not really my cup of tea.
Florida, to Motor City, Detroit, to find my true love. If you gave me a million years to ponder, I would never have guessed that true romance and Detroit would ever go together. And to this day, the events that followed all seem like a distant dream. But the dream was real, and was to change our lives forever. I kept asking Clarence, why our world seemed to be collapsing and everything seemed so shitty. And he'd say, that's the way it goes. But don't forget, it goes the other way too. That's the way romance is. Usually that's the way it goes. But every once in a while, it goes the other way too.
This time. be unconscious soon through lack of oxygen. It's an ancient technique.
And oxygen? Coma.
Oh, look what happened. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I can't. Yeah.
I'm the clumsiest person in the world.
I'm sorry. Accidents happen.
What a wonderful philosophy. Thanks for being such sweethearts, because you could have been a real dick.
Come on. Ready?
Yes.
Jerry, where are we going?
No.
Listen, do you mind filling me in on what I missed?
Listen, wait for me.
This that guy up there, it's Sonny Chiba.
The Orion?
Yeah, the one in black.
Mm-hmm. You want a Gilbert?
No. Yeah. In the beginning of the movie, he was hired to get this guy.
You've got popcorn all over you.
Thanks.
Is he supposed to be a good guy?
Well, he ain't so much a good guy as he's just a bad motherfucker. I mean, he gets paid by people to fuck guys up, you know?
Did you have some three kung fu movies?
What? Sure, why not?
Nothing. Sure. Girl left my own heart, that's all.
Do you know what time it is?
12.
Suppose you gotta get up early, huh?
No, not particularly. How come?
It's just after I see a movie, I like to go get a piece of pie and talk about it. It's sort of a little tradition I have. Do you like to get pie after you see a good movie?
Yeah, I love to get pie after.
Would you like to go get some pie with me?
I love some pie. Man, that movie didn't give a fuck about nothing. It's rocking and rolling, living fast, dying young. It was a good looking corpse. Not better, King. How about you?
How about me what?
Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Well, for starters, what do you do? Where are you from? What's your favorite color? Who's your favorite movie star? What kind of music do you like? What do you turn on? Do you turn off? The big question is, do you have a fella?
Okay, ask me again one by one.
What do you do?
I don't remember.
Where are you from?
I don't know.
What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Black?
Well, who's your favorite movie star?
Burt Reynolds.
You want to buy my pie?
Just a little. A little one.
All right. Oops. All right. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music you like?
Phil Spector, girl group stuff like He's a Rebel.
What are your turn-ons?
Mickey Rourke. Man that can appreciate the finer things in life, like sugar. Elvis's voice, kung fu, pie.
Turn-offs?
Turn-off.
Mm-hmm.
Persians.
Do you have a fella?
Ask me that one a little bit later.
In a theater full of empty seats, why did you sit by me?
Because you look like a nice guy. So I had to dump my popcorn all over you. I get the check. Where to next? Can I peek?
Don't peek. Keep your eyes shut, all right? All right, I'm turning the lights on. Okay, open them.
Oh, wow! Wow, what a swell place to work.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I got the key, so I just come in, you know, read comics, play music.
You worked here a long time?
Almost 4 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I know, but it's not so bad. I mean, I'm pretty friendly with most of the customers, so I just hang out, you know, bullshit, read comic books.
You get paid a lot?
No, that's where the trouble comes in the paradise. But the boss, he's a pretty nice guy. He lets you borrow money from time to time if you need it. You want to see what Spider-Man number one looks like?
You bet.
He's great stories, great characters, beautiful artwork. See, this one here, Nick, he's gotten this ring for his sweetheart, and he wears it around his neck on a chain. And then, later on in the story, he gets in this fight with this Nazi bastard in the crowd. He grabs a hold of the chain, and then the ring goes overboard. Nick, he dives into the ocean again. Isn't that cool? Haven't you heard it? You heard it. What'd I do? Did I do something?
You didn't do nothing.
What is it?
I have something I gotta tell you. I didn't just happen to be at that theater. I was paid to be there.
You were paid to be there? What are you? Theater checker? You're paid to check up on the box office girls and make sure they're not ripping the place off?
I'm not a theater checker. I'm a call girl.
You're a whore?
No, I'm a call girl, and there's a difference, you know. Okay, here goes. You know the place you took me to last night? The place you work?
Heroes for Sale?
You got boss, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's his name?
Lance.
That's him. He called the place where I work. He ordered a girl for you. He said he wanted you to get laid. See, you didn't get out much, and it was your birthday and all. He wanted me to ask like I just showed up. Now, how did he know you were going to be at that theater?
I go to the movies every year on my birthday. In fact, he called me up this week to find out what my birthday movie was going to be.
You're not mad?
No, man. I can't tell you, that was one of the best times I ever had. It was. You know, I knew something must be rotten in Denmark. There was no way you could like me that much. I mean, I can't tell you how relieved I was when you took off your dress. You didn't have a dick.
Stop being so fucking calm about all this. Go look in your house. There's a note on your TV and all it says is Dear Clarence because I couldn't run anymore. So I just said Alabama come clean. And just tell him what's what. And if he tells you to go back to Drexel and fuck yourself, then go back to Drexel and fuck yourself.
Drexel, what's a Drexel?
Now you shut up. I'm trying to come clean, okay? I've been a call girl for exactly 4 days and you're my third customer. I want you to know that I am not damaged goods. I'm not what they call in Florida white trash. I'm a really good person. And when it comes to relationships, I'm 100%. I'm 100% monogamous.
You stay with one guy?
Exactly. So I'm with you. And I'm with you. And I don't want anybody else. Now I gotta tell you something else. When you said last night was one of the best times you ever had, did you mean physically?
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the whole night. I mean, I never had as much fun with a girl as I had with you my whole life. It's true. You like Elvis, you like Janis, you like kung fu movies, you like the Partridge Family.
Actually, I don't like the Partridge Family. That was part of the act. And I feel really goofy saying this after only knowing you one night. Me being a call girl and all. But I think I love you.
Wait a second. Look, I'm trying to keep this whole thing in perspective. I mean, you just said you love me. Now, if I say I love you and just throw caution to the wind and let the chips fall where they may, and you're lying to me, I'm gonna fucking die.
I'm not lying to you. And I swear from this moment forth, I'll never lie to you again.
well, hello, Mrs. Whirly.
How do you do, Mr. Whirly?
Oh, not for the morning to you, Miss Whirly.
Bottom of the ninth, Mr. Whirly. By the way, have you seen your lovely little wife today?
Are you speaking of my beautiful, charming, sexy wife, Mrs. Alabama Whirly?
Why, are there any others, Mr. Whirly?
No, not for me, no.
No? No?
Yes.
Excuse me. Do you think you could turn down the heat just a tiny bit?
Bam, I gotta ask you a question. Who and what is a Drexel?
Huh? You was my pimp.
You had a pimp?
I was a call girl. Call girls have pimps.
Is he black?
He thinks he is. He said his mama was an Apache, but I suspect that he's lying.
Is he nice?
I wouldn't go so far as to call him nice, but... treated me pretty decent. I was only there for 4 days. He got a little bit rough the other day.
What do you mean, with you?
Well, with my friend Arlene.
What did you do to Arlene?
Slapped her around a little bit, kicked her in the stomach. It was scary.
That sounds beautiful. It was good to end up with a son of a bitch like that.
Motherfuckers talking about. Boy say he don't eat pussy. A Drexel. Sheesh. Any nigga say he don't eat pussy's lying his ass off.
I heard that.
Well, hold on a second. Big D, you saying you eat pussy?
Yeah, motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy, I eat the butt, I eat every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, right? If I ever did eat some pussy, I would never eat any pussy, right? But if I did eat some pussy, I sure as hell wouldn't tell no goddamn buddy about it. I'd be ashamed as a motherfucker, man.
Nigga, you smoke enough sherm, your dumb ass will do a lot of motherfucking things. You be up in there sucking niggas' dicks.
Yo, man, fuck you guys, man. You guys fucked up,
hey,
right?
Yo, why you tripping? We're just fucking with you. Huh?
In fact, I'm gonna show you what I mean with a little demonstration. Toss me the burner. All right, peek this. Pretend. This is that fine centerfold bitch. You know what I'm saying? And you.
Bath.
Johnny! I'm so lonely. So lonely. So lonely, I could die.
Well, can you live with it?
What?
I said, can you live with it?
Live with what?
That son of a bitch walking around beating the same air as you. Getting away with it every day. Are you haunted?
Yeah.
You want to get out and haunt it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd kill him. Shoot him in the face. Put him down like a dog.
I can't believe what you're telling me.
Same thing. What am I just saying about you?
You do that?
I don't deserve to live.
Look, he just haunted me, you know? I mean, I do want to kill him, but I want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
Hey, man, I don't blame
you. All right, get away with it.
Get away with it? Killing's the hard part. Getting away with it, that's easy. You think a cop gives a fuck about a pimp? Listen. Every pimp in the world gets shot. Two in the back of the fucking head. Cops throw a party, man. As long as you're not at the scene of the crime, smoking gun in your hand, you get away with it. Clarence, I like you. I always have. Always will. So I can go over there and pick up your stuff, that's why.
Oh, baby, come on, Clarence. I just want to disappear from there.
Look, ma'am, I know he scares the shit out of you, but I'm not scared of that motherfucker.
You are completely out of his reach. He poses absolutely no threat to you. If he doesn't matter, which he doesn't, it just seems silly you to lose all your things now, that's all.
Shh. Listen. You don't know him.
No, you don't know me. Not when it comes to shit like this. I need to do this. I want you to know that you can count on me to protect you. Mom, please just write it down.
This isn't a good idea.
I tell you, it's going to be fine. I'll be in and out of there.
Be careful.
I will.
I love you.
Love you too.
Related.
You have a seat, boy. You have your sofa egg roll. We got everything here from a little eye Joe to damn as I know.
No thanks.
No thanks? What that mean? Hmm? I think you're too scared to be eaten. Let's see. We're sitting down here ready to negotiate. You've already given up your shit. I'm still a mystery to you. But I know exactly where your white ass is coming from. See, if I ask if you want some dinner, and you grab the egg roll and start to chow down, I say to myself, this motherfucker, he's carrying on like he ain't got a care in the world, and who knows?
Maybe he don't. Maybe this fool's such a bad motherfucker.
He don't got to worry about nothing. He just sit down, watch my motherfucking TV. See?
You ain't even sat down yet.
And that TV over there, since you've been in the room, is a womb where the breast is just hanging out.
You ain't even bothered to look. You just been clacking me.
I know I'm pretty. But I ain't as pretty as a couple of titties.
Woo-wee! This shot is fierce.
I'm not eating because I'm not hungry. I'm not sitting because I'm not saying I ain't looking for more because I already seen it 7 years ago. It's the Mac. Max Julian, Carol Speed, and Richard Pryor. I ain't scared of you, I just don't like you. That envelope right there has some payoff money. Alabama's moving on to some greener pastures. We're not negotiating. I don't like to barter. What's in that envelope right there is for my peace of mind. My peace of mind's worth that much. Not one penny more.
See? Marty, you know what we got here? Motherfucking Charlie Bronson.
Mr. Majestic. Look at here, Charlie.
None of this bullshit is necessary.
I don't got no hold over Alabama. I just trying to lend a girl a helping hand.
Thought it was white boy day.
Yeah? It ain't white boy day, is it?
Oh man, it ain't white boy day.
Shit, man, you done fucked up again. Well, well, well. See what we got here. Clarice Horley? It sounds almost like a nigger name. Huh? I don't know where you live. 49
60th Street, apartment 48. And I make $1 million bet that has a balance at that same address. Marty, take the car, go get her. Bring her dumbass back here. I think I keep Lover Boy here in the team.
Roxanne, where's my
dad?
Hey, Roxanne!
Hey, Marty! What the fuck are you doing?
Don't find my dad! What the fuck is him?
Is this a joke?
No joke. No, it's probably the best goddamn fucking hamburger I've ever had in my entire life. I've never had a hamburger taste this good. Oh. Come on, eat something, you'll feel better.
When I had this one night.
What the fuck are you crying for, huh? Huh? I mean, Christ, he's not worth one of your tears. Would you rather have been me? Is that it? Huh? Is that what you want? I mean, do you love him? Do you love him?
Yeah.
I said, do you fucking love him? Huh?
I think what you did was...
What?
I think what you did...
What?
...was so romantic. Oh, baby, you're bleeding.
I got your things right here.
Clean clothes.
I love you.
I love you. These aren't my clothes.
A little bit of tear looking down. Boiling my ass as a clown. I was all made up, not to frown. A little bit of tear looking down. A little bit of tear looking me down. Boiling my ass as a clown.
I'm a worry. Come here. Come on, boy. Get in here. Get in here now. Get in here. Go on.
Said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day. I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. A little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down.
Come on, Daddy. Hey, Bravo. Long time no see, huh? Oh, yeah.
Good boy.
Now, you're going to have to excuse the place. I haven't been exactly doing a lot of entertainment company as of late. I'm sorry if I seem a little tense, but you're the last person in the world that I expected to see this morning.
Well, that's okay, Daddy. It didn't have that effect on people.
You got anything to drink around here? I'm dying first.
Well, now, there should be
a 7-Up in there. Any stronger?
Probably not.
Beer, you can drink beer, can't you?
I can, but I don't.
That's about all I ever eat.
Excuse
Excuse me.
Hello, hello, Mama.
I'm his father.
How are you?
Well, that's all right. I'm his wife, Alabama Worley. Pleased to meet you.
And we got married.
Yeah.
Lover, don't, why don't you be a sport and go get us some beer?
You want some beer?
I mean, if you want some, it'll be here, all right? Where is there a liquor store right here?
There's a party store down 54th Street.
All right. Get a six-pack of something imported. Hard to tell you what to get because different places have different things. Here, get your cup of doggy doggy.
Okie dokie, doggy daddy.
She the sweetest goddamn thing you ever saw in your whole life. I mean, she a four-alarm fire or what?
She seems very nice.
Nice. Daddy, nice ain't the word. I mean, this girl, she's a peach, you know? Yeah, she even tastes like a peach. You can tell I'm in love with her, can't you? No, wait. I gotta talk.
Sit down. Shut up. You give me a fucking headache. I mean, you're so much like your mother, I can't believe it. You're your fucking mother through and through. I haven't heard from you in 3 years. You show up all of a sudden at 8 o'clock in the morning. You walk in here like a goddamn bulldozer. And don't get me wrong, I love you. I'm glad to see you. But slow it down, man. All right? Now, when did you get married?
Daddy, I'm in big fucking trouble. I really need your help.
No, stop talking. What do you want from me?
What?
What do you want from me? Stop acting like an infant. You're out here because you want me to help you in some way. What do you need from me? You need money?
No. You still have friends on the force?
Yes, I still have friends on the force.
Well, then could you just find out if they know anything about us? I don't think they know shit, but I don't want to think. I want to know for sure. I mean, you can do that, right?
What makes you think that I could do that?
Because you were a cop.
But what makes you think that I would do that?
Because I'm your son.
Oh, you're my son. Oh, you got it, huh? All worked out, don't you, huh? Oh, yeah.
Look, I mean, goddamn, I have never asked you for a goddamn thing, huh? But Jesus fucking Christ, I mean, after Mom divorced you, did I ever ask you for anything? No, I didn't. When I wouldn't see you for a year and a half to 2 years, did I ever get in your shit about it? And that whole fucking time you were drunk, did I ever get mad and point my finger at you? No, I never did. Everybody else did, but I didn't. Now, look, I just need help, and you can fucking help me, all right? I'm basically a pretty resourceful guy. If I didn't really need it, I wouldn't ask. But if you want to say no, I'm fine. Forget it. Don't worry about it. No problem. I'm gone. All right?
The barge's back!
Thank God I could eat a horse slapping with ketchup on it.
I didn't get you any chicken.
Then how come?
Honey, it's too early in the morning. It's only 9 o'clock.
Son
of a bitch. Dick Ritchie?
Dick Ritchie!
That's me. I'm me.
Come inside.
Okay.
Sit. Now, the part you'll be reading for is one of the bad guys. There's Brian and Marty.
Who?
Is there a problem?
No.
Peter Breck's already been cast in the part of Brian, so you'll be reading for the role of Marty. In this scene, you're both in a car, and Bill Shatner is hanging on the hood. What you want to do is get him off.
All right, I'm Marty.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm driving. Okay.
Where the fuck did he come from?
I don't know. He just appeared like magic.
Well, don't just sit there. Shoot him. Get him.
Thank you, Mr. Ritchie. I'm very impressed. You're a very fine actor. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, one hand.
One hand. Here we go.
Oh! Lives in the other one there.
Here comes the train.
Well, they found nothing. In fact, they think it's drug-related.
Drug-related? Why drug-related?
Well, apparently Drexel had his big toe stuck in that shit.
Really?
Drexel had an association with a fellow named Brulu Boyle. Name mean anything to you?
No.
Well, if you don't hang around his circle, no reason it should.
My, who is he?
Gangster, drug dealer, somebody that you don't want on your ass. Now look, Clarence, the more I hear about this Drexel fucker, the more I think you did the right thing. This guy wasn't just some wild flake.
No, man, that's what I was trying to tell you before. The guy was like a mad dog. So the cops, they don't think... they're not after us.
Nah. Till they hear something better, they'll just assume Drexel had a falling out with Blue Lou. And once you leave town, I wouldn't even worry about it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Daddy. You really came through for me.
I got some money I can give you.
No, keep it.
Well, now, son, I want you to know that, I hope everything works out with you and Alabama. I like her. And I think you make a real cute couple. Yeah, well, now you stay out of trouble. Remember, you got a wife to think about now. Quit fucking around. Son. I love you.
All right. Here, this is my friend Dick Ritchie's number and address in Hollywood. That's where we're going to be. Get in touch with me through him. All right.
Come on, Alabama. We're taking off. Just about to fly.
Daddy, it's
good to see you. Hey, we're gonna go to the back room. That.
Hey, we'll send you a postcard from Hollywood,
all right? Now, Bama.
Yes, sir.
Take care of that one for me.
Don't worry, Daddy. I'm gonna keep this fellow on a short leash.
As the sun sets slowly in the west, we bid you a fond farewell.
Bitch is right.
Tastes like a peach. Come on, Rommel. Come on, boy. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, baby.
Clarence? You got it.
Clarence, it's great to hear from you, man. What's going on?
Well, you are going to be seeing me shortly.
You're coming to L.A. when?
Tomorrow. There is a story behind all that. I will tell you when I see you. And by the way, I ain't going to be alone. I am bringing my lovely wife with me.
Get the fuck out of here, Clarence. You got married?
I'm a married man, buddy.
Chantilly.
Married man. You want to say hello to my better half? Come here.
Hi, this is Alabama Worley.
Oh, how you doing, Alabama Worley?
Hi, Clarence told me all about you. He said you were his best friend, so I guess I'll catch you my best friend, too. Huh?
Well, tell him we gotta go.
Clarence, we gotta go.
Wait, can I speak to Clarence, please?
Ask him if he got the letter.
Did you get the letter?
What letter?
What letter?
Letters.
Oh, the letter sent.
I didn't get any letter.
Has he gotten his mail yet?
No. Have you gotten your mail yet?
Well, no. My roommate, Floyd.
Has he looked through it?
Has he looked through it? No.
Tell
tell him to go look for it.
Go and go look for it.
Wait, wait, wait. Can I speak to Clarence, please?
No,
Tom, tell him we gotta go. Tell him.
No,
read the letter.
Read the letter.
Tell him I love him. Tell him as of tomorrow.
We love you. Honey, I love you.
All right. Tell him as of tomorrow.
As of tomorrow.
All of his money.
All your money. Oh, I'm going to be.
Okay. Hello? What money problems?
I ain't got no money.
Hello?
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Sam silly lady had a pretty face. On his tail, hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a song. Love, make the world go round.
Floyd, you
used
up the last piece of toilet paper.
Girl, make me act so fucked. Make me feel real loose like a long neck.
Hey, hey, Rommel! Hey, hey, come here, Rommel! Rommel!
Frankie, tell Luca to go outside and do you know what.
My fault. Do something in Havari.
Si, Flo.
Won't take it.
Do you know who I am, Mr. Woolley?
I give up. Who are you?
The Antichrist. You get me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you. My name is Vincent Cocotti. I work as consul for Mr. Blue Lou Boyle, the man your son stole from. I hear you were once a cop, so I can assume you've heard of us before. Am I correct?
I've heard of Blue Lou Boyle.
Glad. Hopefully, that will clear up the handful of shit on my question you've been asking yourself. We're going to have a little Q&A, and at the risk of sounding redundant, please, make your answers genuine. You want a Chesterfield?
No.
I have a son, my own, about your boy's age. I can imagine how painful this must be for you, but Clarence and that bitch whore girlfriend of his brought this all on themselves. I implore you not to go down that road with them. You can always take comfort in the fact you never had a choice.
Look, I'd like to help you if I could, but I haven't seen Clarence.
You see that? I'm smart, doesn't it? You slammed in the nose. Fucks you all up. Get that pain shooting through your brain, your eyes fill up with water. That ain't any kind of fun. But what I have to offer you, that's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again. We talked to your neighbors. They saw a Cadillac. Purple Cadillac. Clarence's purple Cadillac. Parked in front of your trailer yesterday. Mr. Woolley, you seen your son?
I seen him.
I can't be sure of how much of what he told you, so in the chance you're in the dark about some of this, let me shed some light. That whore your boy hangs around with, her pimp, is an associate of mine. I mean, just pimping and other affairs. He works for me in a courier capacity. Well, apparently. A dirty little whore found out I'm going to do some business because your son, the cowboy, his flame, came in the room blazing and didn't stop till they were pretty sure everybody was dead.
What are you talking about?
Talking about a massacre. They snatched my narcotics. Hightailed it out of there. Would have got away with it, but your son, fuckhead that he is, left his driver's license in a dead guy's hand.
You know, I don't believe you.
That's of minor importance. What is of major fucking importance is that I believe you. Where'd they go?
on their honeymoon.
Well, getting angry, asking the same question a second time.
Where did they go?
They didn't tell me. Now, you just wait a minute and listen to me. I haven't seen Clarence in 3 years. He shows up yesterday with a young girl, saying that he got married. He asked for some quick cash to go on a honeymoon. He asked me if he could borrow $500. I felt like helping him, so I wrote him out a check. We went to breakfast in the morning, and that's the last I saw of him. So help me God. They never thought to tell me where they were going. And I never thought to ask.
Vincenzo, non c'è niente.
Questa non è buona.
You know, Sicilians are great liars.
Best
in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars. From growing up with him, I learned the pantomime. There are 17 different things a guy can do when he lies to give himself away. Guy's got 17 pantomimes. Woman's got 20. Guy's got 17. But if you know them, like you know your own face, they'll beat lie detectors all to hell. Now, what we got here is a little game of show and tell. You don't want to show me nothing, but you tell me everything. I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.
Could I have one of those Chesterfields now?
Sure.
You got a match? Oh, wait, no, I don't bother. You're Sicilian, huh? No. I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact, I don't know whether you know or not. Well, Sicilians were spawned by niggers. It's a fact. Yeah. You see, Sicilians had black blood pumping through their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggers. Yeah. See, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, then the Moors moved in there and, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, huh? That they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why blonde hair and blue eyes became black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me to think that to this day, hundreds of years later, that Sicilians still carry that nigger gene. Now this, I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact that's written.
I love this guy.
No. Your ancestors are niggers. And your great, 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 great grandmother fucked a nigger.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a half nigger kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? 'Cause you're part eggplant.
Hey.
You're a cantaloupe.
Beautiful.
Go to this comedian's son's apartment. Come back with something, tells me where that asshole went. Feels like I wiped this egg off my face.
Che succede?
Il turista è caduto in siciliano sul Nile e dove c'è il fumato? Hey, boss. Get ready to be happy.
Morning, everybody. It's 6:22 here in L.A. I'm David Perry at KBLU.
Oh man, I didn't even hear.
Hello?
You can't help me out every now and then? Yes.
You come for a date?
Huh?
Hey, I didn't tell you guys that I had this really, really good audition for T.J. Hooker the other day.
You're going to be on T.J. Hooker?
Yeah, it's the new T.J. Hooker. Knock on wood.
You get to meet Captain Kirk?
Well, you don't get to meet him in the audition, but if I get the part, hope.
That would be amazing.
It would be cool. It would
meeting
be a real...
Captain Kirk, that would be
I know.
Here we are.
Oh. Honeymoon suite.
You're really in love, aren't you?
Very first time in my life. You know what that's like?
No.
Bad.
Well, shut the fuck up. Hey, what are you doing in L.A. anyway, huh?
Holy Mary, Mother of God. This shit can't be real.
It'll get you high.
What?
It'll get you high.
Hey, we got a table.
You want some wine, sweetheart?
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm not much of a wine gal.
fucking real. This is fucking real, Clarence.
I certainly hope so.
You got a hell of a lot of cocaine here, man.
I know.
Do you realize how much fucking coke you have here?
Oh, tell me.
I don't know, but it's a fucking lot. This is Drexel's coke?
Oh, no, Drexel's dead. See, it's Clarence's coke. Clarence, he can do whatever he wants with it. What Clarence wants to do is to sell it. Then me and Bama here, we're going to jump on a jet plane and spend the rest of our lives spending. So you got my letter? You lined up buyers for me?
Listen, Clarence, I'm not Joe Cocaine, okay?
But you're an actor. I mean, I hear these Hollywood guys, they get it delivered to the set all the time.
Yeah, well, they do, all right? They do. And maybe one day when I start being a successful actor, I'll be like one of those guys. But until that day, I ain't got nothing, all right? I don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. All I got is fucking Floyd. Now, if you want me to help you sell a little bit at a time, that's all I can do.
None of that little bit at a time shit. It's got to be the whole enchilada in one shot. That's the way it's got to be.
Clarence, do you have any idea how difficult that's going to be?
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm offering $500,000 worth of wife for $200,000. You're telling me that's going to be difficult?
Very difficult. That's very difficult, you understand? Listen to me. It's difficult because you're selling to a particular group. You understand what I'm talking about? Fat cats. Big shots. Guys who could afford $200,000 and guys who could use a whole fucking suitcase full of cocaine. Basically, Clarence, guys I don't know. And guys you don't know. And more importantly, they don't know you.
Come on, Dick.
Okay, Clarence. Listen. Right. There's one guy that I know that could help you out, Clarence, but I'm not guaranteeing you anything.
Well, is he big league?
No. He's not big league. Okay? But he works as an assistant to a very big movie producer named Lee Donowitz. Lee Donowitz could afford and can use $200,000 worth of coke, being that that's what you have.
All right, so what'd you tell him?
What the fuck you expect me to tell him, huh? I mean, I didn't know what the hell was bullshit and what wasn't. And besides, Floyd smoked the second page of the letter, okay?
What's this acting class guy's name?
Elliot.
Elliot what?
Elliot Blitzer.
Okay, so we'll get him on the phone, we'll arrange a meeting so we can get through all this getting to know you stuff, all right?
Where?
Where should we meet?
Roller coaster.
Roller coasters.
So, you got $500,000 worth of cola that you're unloading for $200,000.
You want an animal cracker?
Thanks.
All right, save the grills.
Grills. Yeah, anyway. Thanks. So, you got $500,000 worth of cola that you're unloading for $200,000.
Unloading, that is a hell of a way to describe the bargain of a lifetime.
Where did you get it?
Where did I get it? I grow it on my windows. See, the light's really good up there. I'm up high enough on the street, so, you know, you can't see it. It works perfectly.
Yeah. Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Cocoa leaves.
Dick, you know what?
Elliot, chill out.
Come on, sit down here. All right? Both of you might well enjoy the ride, all right? I'll tell you, okay? You got a problem with one thing, you keep it quiet. Your dick didn't ensure me you're good people, I just tell you, none of your fucking business.
Okay?
This is gonna be fun. Let's go! The truth of the matter is this, I got a friend in the department.
What department?
What department? What do you think, eh, Paul?
The police department?
If the man a prize. All right, now about a year and a half ago, this friend of mine got access to the evidence room. He snagged this coat. But he's a good cop with a wife and a kid,
yeah.
So he held on to it for about a year and a half until he found a guy he could trust.
Did he trust you?
Hey, trust me. We're in 4-inch together. We've known each other since childhood. So I'm handling the sales part. He's my silent partner. He knows if I get fucked up, I won't drop dime on.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
No farther, you understand? All right, he's kind of paranoid. I didn't tell you nothing.
I didn't
hear nothing.
I didn't hear nothing.
All right. Oh,
way it looks a little green.
Elliot, do I look like a beautiful blonde with big tits and an ass tastes like French vanilla ice cream?
What?
I said, do I look like a beautiful blonde with big tits and an ass tastes like French vanilla ice cream?
No.
No, okay, then why are you telling me all this bullshit, huh? What, you
want? You want to fuck me?
Clarence, he's sick. Let me handle this,
look,
right?
You know what? Just get it straight. Lee is not into taking risks, okay? He's got a couple of guys. He's been dealing with them for years. They're reliable, they're dependable, and they're safe.
Well, riddle me this, Batman. I mean, if you're all so much in love with each other, what the hell are you doing here? Well, I'm sure you've got better things to do with your time than hanging around upside down on a roller coaster all day. And your guy is interested because with that much shit at his fingertips, he can play Joe fucking Hollywood until the wheels come off, you know? He can sell it. He can snort it. He can play Santa Claus with it, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the price he's paying, he's going to be able to afford to just throw it around. He's going to be everybody's best friend, all right? I mean, I'm not putting him down here. It's his money. Let him do whatever the hell he wants, but don't expect me and my friends to hang around forever waiting for you guys to grow some guts, all right? Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's,
yeah, hello.
Hi, Lee.
Elliot, it's Sunday. Can you tell me why I'm talking to you on Sunday? I don't see enough of you all week. I got to talk to you on Sunday, too.
I'm with that party that you wanted me to get together with, Lee. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't believe this, Elliot. Why the hell are you talking to me on my phone about that?
Well, because I'm standing with the guy, and he insists I'm talking to you.
But are you out of your fucking mind?
He said that if I didn't get you on the phone, that he didn't want to do that.
Hello, Lee, it's Clarence. Last we speak. Now, first of all, Lee, I want to tell you I'm a really big fan of yours. That's why I want to open Dr. Zhivago in L.A., and I need you and your abilities to distribute.
I don't know, Clarence. Dr. Zhivago's a pretty big movie, you know?
Biggest movie you've ever dealt with, Lee. I mean, we're talking a lot of film here. A man would have to be an idiot not to be a little bit cautious about a movie like that. And, Lee, you are no idiot.
No. I'm not saying I'm not interested, Clarence. It's just that being a distributor is not what I'm all about. I'm a movie producer, you know? I am on this earth to make good movies. Nothing more and nothing, well, maybe less sometimes. Hey! Choose a fucking lane! No, not you. Just some idiot. Don't give me the finger! I'll fucking have you killed!
The bottom line is I am not paramount. You know what I'm saying?
I got a select few distributors I deal with. I buy their little movies, and I accomplish what I want to accomplish, and I get the fuck out of there. Very businesslike and very easy, and very little risk, Clarence.
Lee, we're talking Dr. Zhivago here. This will be packing in for a year and a half. 2 years. That is 2 years you're not going to have to deal with anybody else's movie but mine, all right?
Nobody's but yours. What is the rush here?
I just want to be able to announce this deal I can, all right? If I had time for a courtship, Lee, I would. I'd take you out, I'd hold your hand, I'd kiss your cheek at the door. But I'm not in that position. I need to know right now if you and I are in bed together or not. If you want my movie, Lee, you're going to have to come to terms with your fear and desire.
Uh-huh. Fear and desire, huh, Clarence?
Don't you know that my films have grossed more than $2.8 billion, Clarence? Let me talk to Elliot.
You want to talk to Elliot?
Let me talk to Elliot.
All right. Elliot, he wants to talk to you.
Hi, Lee.
Elliot, where do you know this guy from?
He's a friend of the Dick's, remember?
Fucking Dick.
You want me to suck his dick?
Who the fuck is Dick?
Oh, who the fuck is Dick? Dick is he's my friend. He's in my acting class.
You told him to act. Is he any good? Is he talented? Really? Yeah, how does Dick know this guy?
They grew up together.
Okay, Wednesday at the hotel, 3 o'clock. Bring the whole fucking cast, all right? And Elliot, don't call me here anymore, especially not on Sunday, all right?
Okay, just hold on for a second. Shut up for a second. Hey, you guys, this is what's going to happen. 3 o'clock, Beverly Ambassador, he wants to see everybody, okay? And he'll talk to you. If after talking to you, he likes you, wants to deal with you, he'll deal with you. If he doesn't, he'll say, fuck you. And he'll walk out of the room.
Did you tell him what was it?
Shut up for a second. And he wants a sample bag.
No problem, all caps.
Great.
Did you tell him what was an actor?
Yes, I told him.
You told him what was good?
Yeah, I lied.
Did you find it, Alex?
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You Dick?
No.
Dick Ritchie?
No, he's not here right now.
You live here?
Yes, I do.
You're sort of roommates?
Exactly, roommates.
Yeah, well, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a friend
sure.
of mine. Clarence Worley from Detroit? He's traveling with a real pretty girl in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, man, I know him. They've been by here.
You seen them?
Mm-hmm.
They staying here?
No, they're staying at the Safari Motor Motel Inn. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel?
Yeah.
How do you know that? I mean, have you been over there?
No. Well, they were here, and they said that they were going to go there. And they went.
Yeah?
Yeah. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to watch some TV or something? They might be back here.
No, no, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you take care. I might be back.
Yeah. Okay, be cool. Condescend me, man. I'll fucking kill you, man.
I'm so proud of you. Did I do my part okay?
Hello, you were perfect.
Like a ninja?
Like a ninja. I'm gonna go grab us something to eat, all right?
Okay. I'm gonna go jump in the tub and get all wet and slippery and soapy and then hop in that water bed and watch X-ray the movie so you get your ass back in my loving arms. Hurry back, yeah.
Now we turn the bullet on in progress.
It's a very nice outfit.
Oh, this? I got this in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Alabama, where's our Coke and where's Clarence? When's he coming back?
I'm sorry, I think you're in the wrong room. My name is Sadie. We don't have any Coke, but there's a Pepsi machine down the hall. I don't know anybody named Clarence, but perhaps my husband does. You can ask him, because he'll be home in a minute. He plays football. He's just at practice.
Give me a hand. You are unbelievably cute.
Thank you. Thanks.
Let me see those eyes. What a face. Do me a favor. Turn around for me.
Okay.
No, go the other way.
Okay.
Ooh, that hurts, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Get on your feet, sweetie. You ain't hurt that bad. Now, where's our Coke? Where's Clarence? And when's he coming back?
Okay.
What's the matter, baby, huh? Can't breathe? You better get used to that.
Ah, it smells like hamburgers in here. Tell me, what is the biggest, fattest hamburger you guys got?
That will be Steve's double chili cheeseburger.
All right, well, give me two of them bad boys.
Uh-huh.
Two chili fries and two large Diet Cokes.
Anything else?
Come here. Look at yourself. Look. Take a good look. You think your boyfriend will go through this shit? If you do, you're fucking stupid. You know that? You're a very pretty girl, Alabama, but you ain't gonna be very pretty for very long. Now I'm gonna ask you a fucking question, and you give me the right fucking answer! Now, where's my coke? Turn around. Answer me! Come on. Yeah, that is a great issue. You got another story on Elvis yet?
No, I hadn't.
That's probably the single best piece I have ever read on Elvis Presley in my entire life. See, it tries to pin down what the attraction is after all these years. It covers the whole spectrum. It talks to the fans, people who grew up with him, people who love his music. And then there's the fanatics, right? I don't know about you, but they give me the creeps.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Look at
that. I mean, look at her. Looks like she fell off the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Now, the first time you kill somebody, that's the hardest. I don't give a shit if you fucking Wyatt Earp or Jack the Ripper. Remember that guy in Texas? The guy up in that fucking tower killed all them people? I bet you green money that first little black dot he took a beat on, that was a bitch of the bunch. First one is tough, no fucking fooling. The second one ain't no fucking Mardi Gras either, but it's better than the first one, because you still feel the same thing, you know? Except it's more diluted, you know? It's better. I drew up on the first one, you believe that? And the third one. Third one is easy. You level right off. That's no problem. Now, shit. Now I do it just to watch the fucking expression change. Not a fucking believer. Did you put under the bed? I can't believe it. You put it under the fucking bed? I didn't look under the fucking bed. I can't believe you put it under the fucking bed, and I can't believe I didn't look under the fucking bed. Get fucking old! Journey's End, baby. Snow at the end of the rainbow. This thing I gotta fucking worry about. This is it, baby. Moment of truth. Got a lot of heart, kid, you know that? You wanna play? Huh? Is that what you want? You wanna play with Daddy? Come on. Come on, I'll give you one shot because I like you. Stick it in me, baby. Come on, stick it in Daddy. Stick it in me. Go ahead. Come on. Come on! Come on!
Oh, God.
now, what do you think about that?
Wait!
What? Hey, what the fuck are you laughing at?
Yeah, that's ridiculous!
Hey, man, I look fucking ridiculous. Let's get up! Stand it up, baby! Come on, man! Turn up! Oh, hey, you in the stomach a minute ago, man! Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Have my goddamn head examined for driving like this. Look, Carla, Candy, you gotta help me.
What can I do?
Take this, hold this.
What are you, high? No.
Fucking put this in your purse.
I'm not gonna put that shit in my purse.
He's not gonna search you. You didn't do anything. Now just put it in your bra.
I'm not wearing it.
Please, he's almost here. Just fucking put it in your pants. Just put it in your pants.
No.
You are the one that wanted to drive fast.
Read my lips. No.
All I did for you, you fucking whore.
Who the fuck are you thinking?
Hey, look, dickhead. It's your bad luck that we caught you speeding, and it's your bad luck that you had a bag of uncut cocaine in your...
Not a tiny little vial
of fucking baggie. Hey, you got caught. It's all fun and fucking games till you get caught, but now we got you, okay, Mr. Elliot, fucking actor? You just made big time.
You're no longer an extra.
Or a bit player.
Or a supporting actor.
You're a fucking star. You are a fucking star, and you're going to be playing your one-man show nightly for the next 2 fucking years!
For a captive audience.
And listen to this. You get out in a few years, you meet some old lady, you'll get married, and you'll be so understanding to your wife's needs because you'll know what it feels like to be a woman.
Of course, you only want to fuck her in the ass because that pussy just won't be tight enough for you anymore.
Good point, detective. Right? Fucking faggot. Crickle, this is it. We got it, man, and it's all ours. I mean, you talk about falling into something.
We got it.
Well, both you idiots, shut up. I can't understand shit. Now, what happened? What's going on? What are you talking about?
Okay, all right. Patrol car pulls a guy over for speeding, right? Suspect's covered with coke. So they bring the suspect to me and Nicholson, and we go to work on him.
And Nicholson and I.
Nicholson, what's the fucking difference? So we go to work on the guy, right? Now, we know something's rotten in Denmark, because this guy's fucking stupid, and he's got a big bag of coke, and it's uncut. And you ain't gonna fucking believe what he's
trying to say. Seems a cop from some department. We don't know which one. He stole $500,000 of coke from the property cage. He's been sitting on this shit for a year and a half. Okay? Now, the cop's got this weirdo.
Suspect's words.
Who's a front for him, all right? So our guy, Elliot Blitzer, he's making a deal between them and his boss, big-time fucking movie producer named Lee Donowitz.
He did the movie Coming Home in a Body Bag?
A Vietnam movie?
Yeah.
Good fucking movie.
Fucking hey, great fucking movie.
So you believe him?
I believe you believe him. This guy's too fucking rattled to be lying. I'm telling you, he'd roll over on his mommy's daddy's two-panty granny and the fucking king of Siam if he had anything on him.
I mean, this guy was a sissy. I mean, he really was. This rabbit will do anything not to do any time. You know what he'll do?
He'll wear a wire.
He'll wear a wire.
He'll wear a wire. We talked to him.
Dirty cops. Well, we got to get internal affairs on this.
I don't give a shit who you're bringing, Captain. You can bring in a state militia, L.A. Thunderbird, the ghost of Steve fucking McQueen, Ken fucker Roman Gladiator. I don't give a shit. As long as me and Dimes, we get credit for the bust.
Hey, listen. We found him. We just want the fucking collar.
That's it. End of story.
You got it.
I never told you how much I hate airports. See, I used to live by one back in Dearborn, you know? Really frustrating living next to an airport when you ain't got shit. And all day long, I'm seeing and hearing people doing exactly what I want to be doing, but couldn't.
What?
Starting new lives, leaving Detroit. Vacations, business trips. I'm fine. All right. Come on, you and me, we can jump on any one of those planes out there. Boy, any one of them gives me a whole new outlook. Love airports now.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. We got lives to start over. We should go somewhere where we can start from scratch.
I've been in America all my life. I just want to see what TV in other countries looks like. Where do you think we should go, Mother? Totally go.
Cancun.
Cancun? Why Cancun?
It's got a nice ring to it. It sounds like a movie. Clarence and Alabama go to Cancun. Don't you think?
My movie, darling, will be at the top of the valley. Don't you worry about nothing, right? It's all going to work out for us. We deserve it.
Floyd, you sure that's how you get to the bedroom, you bastard?
Yeah, man, I'm positive.
Yeah, well, Clarence, let me just tell you, if we get lost, that's your ass.
Hey, Floyd, why don't you get out of my beer, right, and get a fucking job?
Yeah, okay.
Clarence, here we go.
We're out the door. We're out the door.
We're out the door.
I don't want to be late.
Come on.
You're right, though.
You're right. Let's go.
Yes.
I'm out, Floyd.
Yes.
I'm out.
No, he's not.
Wait. Come on, Dick.
Wait.
Just let me get this. Hello?
Bob.
Hey, hi, Captain. I was just walking out.
What?
Serious?
No.
She said that?
What'd she say? Come on.
Yo, Captain. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, man.
All right.
Come on,
here
we
go.
I think it's...
Come on. I got the part.
Wow.
I got the part.
That's great.
It's wonderful. They didn't even want to call back.
That's great.
He looks cool. He's better than the two heavy.
He looks cool. Way to go.
I got a 7 o'clock call.
That's great. All right, come on. Let's go. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, I'll go with
you tomorrow.
Come on. Hey, Clarence.
What?
Nothing. Forget it.
Hey, get some beer and some cleaning products. His legacy
lives on. That was Bob Henderson with a touchdown. The first allowed by the Los Angeles Defense. 7.5 quarters.
He's losing a fucking fortune over here.
That's not funny.
Stop.
They got the fun.
You talking to me, you fucking wop, you?
Stop what you're doing.
Stop what you're doing. You're a shame, I see.
Ooh. Okay. Put your jacket
Ooh.
On.
Ooh.
Put your jacket on.
Ready? Yeah.
Put your jacket on.
slave at a time. It's a big game now, Elliot.
It's okay. Come on. You all right?
No.
Elliot, look at me. Look at me. Are you comfortable?
Am I comfortable? I've got a, like a, you know, brick in my scrotum.
Listen, Elliot, that's the best place for it, okay? If they pat you down, they're not going to search your balls.
No okay. Reason. You think they might see this, perhaps?
No, it's okay. Just... When you stand up, it'll be okay.
Okay.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Say something.
Okay. Hi. How are you? My name's Elliot, and I'm with the Cub Scouts of America. We're selling uncut cocaine to get to the jamboree.
Just talk.
I'm sorry.
Regular.
Elliot, stop fucking around.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
You get that shit?
Remember, Elliot, we're going to be right down the hall monitoring you the whole time.
Yeah, well, what happens if somebody does something that you can't hear, like pulls out a gun and puts it to my fucking eye?
Elliot, we've done this 1,000 times.
We know what we're doing, okay? We're the best at... Now, listen, no fucking around. Anything happens, we'll be in there like fucking gangbusters, okay? Now, you got to remember something. Now, you don't want to go to jail, right? Do you want to go to jail?
No, I don't want to go to jail.
So what do we got to do? We got to put your boss in jail, okay?
To do that, we've got to show in court, beyond a reasonable doubt, that this man, a very respectable man in the Hollywood community, is also dealing cocaine. We've got to prove it in court, and you got to do it.
That's what we're doing here, okay? You're going to be okay. You're not going to get hurt, okay? So what you got to do, so you got to get him to admit on tape, all right?
Uh-huh.
But he's buying this coke. Okay, champ?
Get a hold of yourself.
Okay.
Feel okay, champ. I'm going to get some coffee.
Damn, you really got that playing basketball?
Yep, I got elbow right in the eye, Dan. Is it fast? Not enough. I got pulled the ball right when I'm not looking. Bam! Right in my face.
You should be careful.
Sass, what the fuck did you bring that for?
What do you want me to say?
Look, Clarence, Lee Donowood is not a pimp.
I know that, Richard, but one thing this last week has taught me, it's better to have a gun and not need it than to need a gun and not have it.
Hey, you Mr. Sherrod? Sherrod? He's over at the bar.
There he is.
Elliot. Your motivation is to stay out of jail.
Easy, 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 man. Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Guess it's about that time, huh?
Yeah. Here we go.
You're an actor, act, motherfucker!
Elliot?
Yeah?
Get on your knees.
Oh, no.
What?
Just get on your fucking knees!
What the fuck?
Get on the fuck out the both of you! I know what the fuck I'm doing. You think I'm pretty fucking stupid, don't you? Ah, don't you?
No.
No, don't you fucking lie to me, you motherfucker!
He's bluffing you, Elliot. He's bluffing you. Can't you see that?
Come on, I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say, Clarence, you are without a doubt.
Clarence, it's going out of
sight. God damn it, I want to hear you say it. Clarence, you are without a doubt the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen on the face of the planet.
Say it!
You dumb fucker!
Clarence, he didn't do nothing!
All right! Apparently I'm not as dumb as you fucking think I am I, huh? Come on, what the fuck is waiting for us up there, huh? What the fuck waiting for us?
He's gonna shoot him.
Tell me I'm gonna pump you in your face right here, right now.
He's not gonna shoot him.
Clear enough, motherfucker.
He's gonna shoot him.
Like Nick Carter used to say, if I'm wrong, I swear to God, I'll fucking apologize, all right? Something's amiss, I can feel it. If anything out of the ordinary goes down, I swear to God, you are going to be the first one shot.
Clarence, he didn't do anything. What the fuck?
Shut up, all right? I'm going to blow this motherfucker away. Fuck you.
I wish somebody would just come and get me because I don't like this anymore.
Get a hold of yourself, you fucking sissy.
And I wish somebody would just come and take me away. Just take me away.
Hang in there, Elliot. God damn it.
I can't face this. I'm sorry, but I just can't. And if there was somebody would just come to my rescue, everything would be all right.
Elliot. Elliot.
What?
I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry. Friends,
what's with this guy?
I'm sure now, okay? I'm sorry, man.
Oh, man. I like this Clarence kid. This fucking guy's crazy.
Are you Dick Ritchie?
No.
Do you know a Clarence Wally?
Yes.
Do you know where we can find him?
Yes, I do. Oh.
Oh, where?
At the Beverly Ambassador.
Where's that?
Well, you go. No. Yeah, go down. Go down Beach. You guys want to smoke a bowl or... Oh. Go down Beachwood and drive a while, and then you're going to turn right, okay? And then you'll go and you'll keep driving and you'll keep driving.
Hello, Elliot.
Lucky.
Are these your friends?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that. Everybody, this is Monty.
Hi. Come on in. Lee's in the can. He'll be out in a quick.
Oh, shit. Look at this.
It's a helicopter.
Sorry. Nothing personal. Clarence.
There ain't gonna be a need to search me, Daredevil. All you're gonna find is this right here.
Now, what compelled you to bring that along?
It's the same thing that compelled you guys to bring heavy artillery to a business meeting.
I'll take that.
You're going to have to.
Oh, hi.
Everybody's here.
Elliot.
Who's who?
That's Dick on the end there.
Oh, that's Dick. Dick Elliot tells me you're quite gifted.
And, Alabama in the middle.
Hello.
Clarence on the end.
Leave this case.
Morris. Please, I'm meeting people right now, okay?
Mr. Donowitz.
Come on, Clarence, don't insult me. Just call me Lee.
Lee.
Laura, shut the fuck up. Come on, everybody, don't be shy. Come on in, come in.
Okay, Lee. Lee.
That's right, Lee.
I just got to tell you, I really am a big fan. Coming Home in a Body Bag is my favorite movie of all time. I mean, after Apocalypse Now, I think that is the best Vietnam movie ever made.
Wow, thank you very much, Clarence. Lee.
What?
This guy's packing.
Really?
Well, I mean, I've been pretty scared about this whole thing. But I'm fairly confident you're just here to do business. So look, I don't want to be a wise guy or nothing. If you want, I'll take my gun out and I will lay it on the table. It's up to you.
Oh, no, I don't think that's necessary. Clarence, be nice. Make everybody some coffee. Okay? It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Honey, sit down.
Relax.
Elliot, you look like shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's completely disgusting.
If you get a quick signature, it would be great.
Whatever Bonnie wants. Okay. You like my dailies there, Claire?
Is that what these are, dailies?
You like them?
Yeah, they're great.
Better fucking be great. They cost me enough.
What'd that day cost me?
$357,000.
Elliot, I swear to God, somebody is stealing from me.
What's this one called, anyway?
It's a sequel, Body Bags.
Really?
So we don't have a title yet, but what is Joe like?
Body Bags 2.
Ooh, that's imaginative. Got more taste in my penis.
This guy's really fucking funny.
You know, Lee, most of these movies that win a lot of Oscars, I can't stand them. They're all safe geriatric coffee table dog shit, you know?
We park our cars in the same garage. Sorry.
All those assholes make are unwatchable movies from unreadable books. Mad Max, that's a movie. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, that's a movie. Rio Bravo, that's a movie. And Coming Home in a Body Bag, that was a fucking movie. It was the only movie up to that time that won a lot of Oscars with balls since Deer Hunter.
I don't believe you. Well, you like a little coffee with your sugar or what?
Lee, I'm not satisfied till the spoon stands straight up.
Give me a coffee, will
you? Yeah, Lee, my Uncle Roger and my Uncle Jerry, both of whom were in Nam, saw it coming home in a body bag. They said to me, Clarence, that's the most accurate Vietnam film they'd ever seen.
I'll tell you something, Clarence. When veterans in that bullshit war say that about my project, makes the whole thing worthwhile. Here's to you. My friend, I'm calling you my friend, I just met you. You know why? I think because we got the same interests.
You know what I'd like to do right now?
I'd like to see Dr. Zhivago.
Where is it?
Is there a fucking doctor in the house or what?
Hang on a second. Lee, when you see this, you are gonna shit. I'm telling you.
Better.
Bingo.
What's the guy's name?
Dunowitz.
Lee, that is all practically uncut. If you so desire, you cut that a hell of a lot more.
Don't worry, I'll desire. Boris, give me another cup of coffee, will you?
Me too, Boris.
I have to hand it to you, Clarence. This is not nose garbage. It's quality stuff. Perfect merchandise. The only trouble is, whenever I'm offered a deal that's too good to be true, it's because it's a lie. Why don't you convince me you're on the level?
Convince me. If you don't bite, Link, I should accept possession.
Boris, we got all kinds of sandwich shit back there. Make something for somebody, all right? We got lean pastrami, nice rye. Anybody want anything?
You got any aspirin?
Yeah, sure. Get them there.
Well, Lee, it's like this. So you're getting the bargain of a lifetime because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, you're just dealing with professionals. Now, I'm not a professional. I'm a rank amateur.
What the fuck's going on? What the fuck's going on, Joe?
I could take that and I could sell it a little bit at a time and make a hell of a lot more money.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on?
Kelly, it's too far away.
Look, this is the whole ballgame,
Joe. It's a fucking game today!
Nah, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm not saying that you're a drug dealer, but you're a fucking movie producer, you know? And you got access to all kinds of money and shit like that.
Oh, Joe, you're fucking killing me.
Joe,
there, wait, shh.
No, I cannot get $1 million for it, but you can, all right? So I'll sell it to you for $200,000. You can make $1 million with it. Shit, it's all found money to me anyway, you know?
There he is.
Me and my wife, we're minimum wage kids, you know? $200,000, that means the world to us.
Elliot tells me that you're fronting for a dirty cop.
Elliot wasn't supposed to tell you anything. You know, I mean, he's not a dirty cop. He's a good cop. He just, you know, he saw his chance and he took it, that's all.
Why does he trust you?
Well, we grew up together, that's why.
Clarence, if you don't know shit, then why does he think that you can sell it?
I bullshitted him.
You are nuts! No. He's a wild man, this kid Clarence. I like him. You're wild! I love him!
Hey, Lee.
I love this guy. He bullshitted him. You believe this kid? I love him.
Elliot, I love this kid. Buddy, get the money.
That's it, fellas. Let's get these sandwiches. The tables are empty. Now, wait. I completely forgot. Excuse me. What is your partner's again?
I'm his wife.
Oh, you're the wife! Right.
Clarence. What, did you beat her or something?
No, she got that playing basketball.
What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
Why are you here?
I'm an actor.
Dick, if you were just a fucking actor, you never would have got in the room.
I'm friends with Elliot.
He's your friend? You got problems? Right. Sorry. And Elliot knows me. Elliot, here. Tell Joe. Tell that cocksucker that the production manager he forced on me is taking 30 cents of every dollar and putting it in his own pocket. Don't you want to catch her money?
No, that's her. She can count. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Give it to her.
But you're on the... Well, since my baby left me, I found a place to go. There's that at the end of the always that I'll bring
to you. I got a hand to you, Clarence.
I was cool?
Man, you were cooler than cool.
Oh, my God. I forgot my fucking best. Stupid.
Cody, on three.
Yeah.
One...
two, three.
All you pigs, put your guns on the floor and back
Monty,
away.
Monty, what are you, fucking nuts?
Just do what they say.
Man, this is your last fucking chance.
Fuck you, this is your last chance. Horace. We can kill all of you and you fucking know it. Now
Horace.
Get down on the fucking Horace. Floor.
Horace, shut the fuck up. We're all gonna die here. These are cops.
So they're cops. Who gives a shit? Hey, Lee, something I never told you about me. I hate fucking cops.
All right, let's be nice, guys. Come on, let's be nice. We don't want to die. You look at
him
like
the blind Frankenstein
now. Put your guns down, you son of a bitch!
211.
Yeah, 211. There you go, mad dog.
Holy shit.
Motherfucker.
What's going on?
Who are these guys?
Put your fucking
put
guns down.
Fucking guns
put them down!
Put them down!
Put them down, motherfucker! Put them down! Put them down! You fucking put the fucking guns down!
Now you really think I'm doing with Lee, huh?
No, you're kidding me, man. He loves you.
You don't think I'm kissing his ass or anything, do you?
Well, you tell my mother wants to hear that. Same thing as kissing his ass.
Yeah, I mean, I saw her coming on a body bag. I loved her. I'm not lying to the guy.
No, that's why I ain't asking. What you're doing is genuine. And he knows it. I like you, Clarence. Always have. Always will.
Officer Dimes? Officer Dimes?
What?
This has nothing to do with me anymore, right? Okay. So I'm just gonna leave. And you guys just settle this by yourselves, all right?
Just shut up and stay the fuck put, Elliot.
How do you know his name? Why the fuck did he know your name? You little piece of
shit! You can forget about acting for the next 20 years. Your fucking career is over. Take your fucking SAG card and burn it!
You little cocksucker!
I treated you like a son! You fucking stabbed me in the heart! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Guys, what?
I said, come out from behind the couch, you fucking guinea, now! I said, come out from behind the couch, okay? Capisce?
Aspet.
Nice and slow.
Muovere.
Shit.
Now hit me.
son of a bitch shot me.
Don't you die on me.
You're going to be okay. I need an ambulance.
Call your hearse.
This is for Cody.
Fuck no! When all I could hear was the thunder of gunshots, and all I could smell was the violence in the air, I look back and am amazed that my thoughts were so clear and true, that three words went through my mind endlessly, repeating themselves like a broken record. You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool. Sometimes Clarence asked me what I would have done if he had died, if that bullet had been 2 inches more to the left. To this, I always smile, as if I'm not going to satisfy him with a response. But I always do. I tell him of how I would want to die, that the anguish and the warmth of death would fade like the stars at dawn, and that things would be much as they are now. Perhaps. Except maybe I wouldn't have named our son Elvis.
Thank you.
dark around you. Won't say a word. I wonder why no one's found you waiting for love. Praying for love again.
Love's a heavy weight. Give it to me, don't hesitate. Love's a heavy weight.